I served with the Grenadier Guards. After a period at Corsham in Selection Centre, they decided it was my height and build, I would be ideal for the Guards. So I went with that, done my basic training at Purbright. I'd done the 18-week training. I joined my regiment, 2nd Battalion Grenadier Guards, and there was a parachute course going, and having no fear of heights, I thought I'd give it a go, which was quite an experience. I remember distinctly my first actual parachute jump out of a plane. It was more by accident than on purpose, because I literally tripped, and I was at the door before I actually realised it. So, but that was quite a terrifying experience the first time. But as soon as I hit the ground, I couldn't wait to do it again, which I did. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I went through, completely through the course, very successfully. Came out with a couple of air marks in normal. It was suggested to me that I would like to, if I would like to take an instructor's course. This would be with Pegasus Company, P Company, the Parachute Brigade. So after a period of time, I decided to go with that. Thought it might further me on in the ranks. So I did the course, and I became an instructor with Pegasus Company. This lasted for near on 2 years, and we did a exercise called Crusader, working with the Parachute Regiment. And about 6 months after the after it ended, the exercise ended, I was back in the barracks, and in the middle of the night I was woken up, rushed into a Land Rover, and whisked away. Nobody knew this was happening, nobody knew where I'd gone, and I ended up at Erryford Barracks for Special Forces selection. I had no idea this was going to happen, it just happened. It was on the recommendation of two officers. So that was a very interesting time in my life, in which I won't go into too much. And that was a very interesting period in my life. I served in Northern Ireland, I served in the Middle East, several other places, which I won't go into.